Hallowed Knights, The Denied, performed by Steve Conlin, Barnaby Edwards, Emma Gregory, and Andrew Wincott.
A war plate of yours is quite blinding in this tropical light, Acastus.
Then don't look at it, Salek. In fact, don't look at anything unless I tell you.
Could you loosen these chains at least? They're chafing a bit in this heat.
Don't speak either.
Also, we're drawing quite a bit of attention. A storm cast dragging a chained elf through the middle of a crowded harbour town like Narsis isn't exactly inconspicuous.
Be silent, Corsair.
And why would I do that, Night Quester?
Do you wish me to strike you?
Not particularly. A big fellow like you would surely pulp a frail elf like myself, Stormcast. Well, then perhaps you'd enjoy that, eh? I know I always get a thrill out of seeing my prey bleed.
I said be silent! Once I get you aboard the ship, you may babble all you wish.
I had a ship, you know. You sank it. In Tumic.
You should not have tried to escape.
You killed most of my crew as well, in passing.
They should not have tried to kill me. And you should not have forced me to pursue you all the way to the shores of the Slithering Sea. Had you but surrendered.
I would have wound up in chains even more quickly. No, I prefer my way.
Blasted insects!
Climate not agreeing with you, then?
I will gag you if I must.
For a hunter who's caught his quarry, you're in a foul mood, Stormcast. Did I not make for an entertaining chase? Oh, do forgive me. I shall endeavor to do better next time.
There will not be a next time. I am returning you to Hammerhall Gyra and handing you over to the Collegiate Arcane. They will deal with you as you deserve.
And what did I do that was so wrong?
You stole an artifact of untold power, injuring a senior battle mage in the process.
To be fair, I was attempting to kill him. How was I to know there would be a night soil cart beneath that window?
You are a monster.
No, I'm a pirate, and I was merely doing what pirates do. Plundering is a time-honored tradition among the Scourge Brotherhood's friends.
We are not friends.
No. Oh, shame. If we were friends, I might tell you we're being followed.
I am aware. I spotted them when we entered the Docklands. The remainder of your crew, no doubt, looking to free you. They will fail.
Not mine.
Then they are bounty hunters. What is that noise?
Probably nothing, street musicians. Is there a bounty on my head, then?
Yes.
Ooh, is it a large one?
Does it matter?
Of course it matters. I have my reputation to consider. How many comets am I worth, then?
None. You're in my custody.
And are you not being paid, then? I can't imagine why one of your sort would chase me down otherwise.
My storm host owes a debt to the Collegiate Arcane.
And this is how you repay it? Dragging me back for the mages to execute?
You'll be tried for your crimes.
Oh, yeah, and quickly found guilty, I have no doubt. They know how to hold a grudge, those sorcerers. And what for? Pilfering an artifact they weren't even using? It doesn't even work.
And how do you know that?
I tried to use it, obviously.
Before or after you sold it?
Who said I sold it? Also, we're going the wrong way.
We are not.
There are better ways to go.
This is the quickest way to the docks.
These streets are very narrow, is all I'm saying. The perfect place for an ambush.
Concerned for my well-being, Corsair, or your own?
As surprised as you might be to hear this, Stormcast, I'm concerned for us both. You caught up with me at a less than ideal time.
My apologies. I will release you.
Now that's more like it. You weren't being serious, were you?
I am always serious.
You're smiling. I can hear it, even if I can't see it, beneath that silver mask of yours.
It is possible. What is this?
A street performance of some sort. Just bull through like your sort always do.
That music.
Oh, is that what you call it? Sounds more like a cat being strangled to me.
Or like gulls screaming.
Hold, traveller.
One side. I have neither comet nor moat to give you.
I don't think it's money he's after.
I said hold.
You do not want to do this, mortal. You are clad in paint and rags, and your sword is broken. You cannot be me.
Not alone.
An ambush.
Very large ambush. There's more than a dozen of them. Also, I told you so.
A dozen or 100, it makes little difference. Stand aside, or face the justice of Azir!
More behind us.
Give us the elf, Azurite, lest the eye of she who was denied fall upon you.
Who?
She is close. She watches, and we do her will.
I could smell the stink of the black poppy on them from here, and that glazed look in their eyes. They're not going to listen to reason, Stormcast.
You speak as if you know them.
You might say that.
We will speak more of this later.
Kill him in the name of she who was denied!
You know, if you freed me, I might be able to... never mind. Time to go, I think. Have fun, casters! Oh, decisions, decisions. Find a fast ship, or...
Stop, Corsair! You will not escape me again.
I'll take that bet.
I told you to stop!
Ooh. Sorry, wasn't listening. Killed all of them then?
Yes, but there will be more of them.
We should get to the boat.
Where were you going, Corsair?
Why the boat? Obviously. I decided it was best to wait for you there.
You were going in the wrong direction. The docks are that way. But you were heading for these warehouses. Why?
Oh, must have gotten turned around. We should go, quickly.
Why were they after you? Who are they?
Who can say? Perhaps they don't like elves.
Tell me the truth, or must I take it from you?
Fine! They want to know where I hid the artifact.
What?
Oh, didn't I mention that? I didn't manage to sell it before you caught up to me. I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Tell me where it is, Reaver.
Maybe if you loosen these chains?
If you don't, I will toss you into the harbor.
I'm a fairly good swimmer.
I won't take the chains off first.
Oh. Well, I can't just tell you. Not unless I get something in return. Against the code, you understand?
Code?
Privateer's code.
I've never heard of this code.
Well, you're not a privateer.
What do you want?
What do you think?
I will not free you.
Well, not that.
Then what?
Your word that you'll protect me.
I swear. Now tell me where it is.
I'll do better than that. I'll show you. Come on.
You hid it in a warehouse?
Shh. I was pressed for time. You know, if you took these chains off, I could move more quickly.
So you could run, you mean?
Of course not. I'm not inclined to perspiration, if you catch my meaning.
You are lazy, like all thieves.
I assure you, it took a lot of effort breaking into that tower. Have you ever tried to rob a floating tower? It's not as easy as you might think.
I suppose I should not be surprised. Why they allow your sort safe harbor in the ether bays of Hammerhal Gyra, I will never understand.
I imagine it's because we're useful. The same as you.
We are nothing alike, Elf. Wait. What was that?
Probably just the tide. We're right over the water here.
We have no time for this. Where is the sixfold goad?
Close to hand. I'm on good terms with the owner of this warehouse. I occasionally provide discreet transport for certain cargoes. It's the taxes, you see. They can be quite stifling.
Show me where the artifact is. Now!
Fine, fine. This way. It doesn't even work, you know, if it ever did.
What?
The artifact. The sixfold goad. The stories say it can be used to blind demons and drive them away. But it's just a stick. Very decorative, if you like that sort of thing, but otherwise useless.
Then why did you steal it?
Well, obviously I was hired. Desperation makes fools of us all.
What do you mean?
I mean, once I realized just who my client was, I thought it prudent to take certain steps. This was the best I could do under the circumstances.
Once you realized who... Is that why those lunatics are after you?
I was wondering when you'd figure that out. Of course, once I realized who and what I was dealing with, I attempted to rectify my error.
They did not seem so fearsome to me. And you should not have stolen it in the first place.
Tell me, does it ever get frustrating having to be so sanctimonious all the time?
What?
Only the faithful this, much is demanded that. Is there any room in that head of yours for anything but prayers and homilies?
What would you know of piety, Corsair?
Not a thing, thankfully. There we are. Those crates.
You hid a potent magical artifact behind some crates?
The crates aren't real. It's an old smuggler's trick. Here, listen. See? It's a false front. The artifact is hidden behind it. Or it was when I left it.
Step aside.
Gladly. But how are you going to...
There. Is that...
That staff thing. Covered in all the writhing sigils and such. Oh, yes. The sixfold goad.
What does it do?
I have no idea. Oh, by the way...
What is this?
Another thing I forgot to mention. I didn't just leave it unprotected, you know. Listen, do you hear the air sizzling? That's a runic ward. You'll be trapped in that spot until it burns itself out. Very expensive. The Duardin are reluctant to part with them, especially to an elf. Luckily for me, they're even more reluctant to lose their lives.
Let me out of here, pirate! If I must break free, your neck will be next!
Oh, I doubt that. Besides, it'll fade in a moment. Long enough for me to pick these locks and divest myself of these chains. That's better.
You will not escape me again!
Who said anything about escape? I'm right where I want to be. Besides, there's nowhere to go. She can't follow.
She?
Why do you think I let you catch up to me, finally? Once I realized I couldn't escape either of you, I decided the only smart thing to do was to let you fight it out. And once her hounds accosted us on the street, I knew she wasn't far behind.
What are you talking about? Who is that?
Ask her yourself.
Demon.
What was your first clue? The six arms, the serpentine lower body, the hair made of knives. Acastus of the Hallowed Knights, meet T'Challa, the Denied One.
Let me out of here, Salak! Now!
You thought to deny T'Challa her gift, my sweet Salek. And after you promised it to her, how rude of you.
You were going to kill me?
But you would have enjoyed your death, dear Salek. There were such sights T'Challa wished to show you. Now, instead, she will pluck out your pretty eyes and eat them like sweet candies.
I'd rather you didn't. Acastus, ready yourself.
For what? I'm still trapped here, remember? You seem to have outsmarted yourself, pirate.
I just needed to make sure you didn't wander off before she caught up with me. I trust you'll remember your oath.
Oaths? Who are you to talk of oaths, little thief? Come, come. Enough games. Enough running. Let T'Challa play with you a bit. And then... And then she will take her gift.
You will take nothing, demon. Not the artifact, and not the thief.
And who will stop T'Challa, Silver Skin?
Me!
Yes, him.
You think your sword frightens T'Challa, little Silver Skin? Why, she has six of them, and all equally as sharp as yours.
I'll just be over here, hey?
The thief and what he stole belongs to T'Challa.
You'll have to get past me first!
Where is it?
Just find it.
You're doing very well, Acastus. Just keep her distracted for a few more...
There. Sixfold gold. Acastus? Acastus, the floor! Every privateer worth his salt knows you only run until it's time to fight. Oh, you recognize this, I trust?
The artifact! Give it to T'Challa, or she will take it.
Gladly.
T'Challa!
Oh no, T'Challa. I think it is past time I gave you your gift.
Blind! The child is blind!
She will kill you for this, thief. She will tie your heart and feed you to the handmaidens.
Only if you find me. Quickly, Stormcast, while she's distracted. The six-volt goad can only blind her for so long.
Arms free. And there. My sword. Ah! Sir. Beast.
No.
By Sigmar's light, I banish thee. Demon!
Back to the great darkness with you, witch! Ooh, she's coming apart, like sand.
Good. Let the tide have what is left of it. And as for you...
Now, Acastus, I did save your life. And look here, the six-fold goad, safe and sound.
I thought you said you did not know how it worked.
I lied. I'm a privateer, after all.
Give it to me.
Gladly, now that our little problem is solved. Catch!
Our problem?
Well, it was your fault I had to resort to such trickery. Besides, I think Sigmar will be pleased, what with one less demon in the realms, eh?
Perhaps. But you are still coming with me.
Really? Is that any way to treat one who saved your life? I thought you, Stormcast, had more honor than that.
Saved me? Saved me? You're the one who led me into battle with that creature!
And a great battle it was, too. Sigmar will no doubt be pleased. I can't imagine that T'Challa wanted that artifact for anything good, and now she's gone and you've recovered it. Everyone wins.
And you? What do you win?
Isn't it obvious? It'll be some time before you manage to climb out of there, heavy as you are. By then, I'll be long gone.
You said you would not run!
Privateer, remember? Happy voyages, Acastus!
Corsair! Selak!